Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, hung out with some friends overnight, and then got home this morning and hung out with my Valentine, which is my youngest daughter. And when I get off the air with y'all, I'm going to finish my date with her.
Right, that's your
friend. What y'all doing? That's nice. That's sweet. What you doing with your girl on Valentine's Day? That's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? Because if you teach her now how to be loved on, even, you know, mommy love, but still just how to be loved on, she'll know what to expect as a woman, you know?
Well,
yeah,
between a dad and myself, we switch back and forth. I have two girls, and Heaven is 14, Gabrielle is 13, and we switch every year. So this year I got Gabrielle, and Mike has Heaven. So me and Gabrielle, the plan was to go to the movies and out to dinner, but I'm not feeling the whole snow thing. I was in it this morning when I came home, and I was like, you know what? Sugar, I don't feel like going back out there because people don't know how to drive, and it's cold outside. So we got us some emos, and we got us some Netflix, and we chilling, watching movies, and we talking. And I got her pink roses she wanted, and I got her a gift made by Candy, by Sweet Events, and I was unable to pick it up today, so I'm going to get her gift tomorrow that I got made. I'm not going to say what it is because she might be listening. But I got her a few things made that I know she'll like that goes in her room. And we just chilling out like that. And Heaven, she sent me a picture of a bracelet, a Pandora bracelet, saying that he went to Jared. So obviously her dad took her to Jared and got her a Pandora bracelet. So she's enjoying herself.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's sweet. You know, my sons are grown, and since they were able to even know anything about, you know, Valentine's Day, I've always just gotten them chocolate. And so now they're grown men dispersed across the country. So I didn't get a chance to do that. I did it last year. It was a struggle, but I did it last year. But this year, I know, one, especially my oldest, what's up with my candy? Where are my candy? So they be looking for that. And you just don't know, you know, with your kids at what point you're really making a memory or having an impact, you know, a positive impact, you know, on your babies. You know what I'm saying? So happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Happy birthday to Dam. You're making, you know,
happy
black
New
don't
Year.
Black don't crack.
Hey,
you make it look good, my brother.
Well, thank you so much. And I have to say this, too, you know, to be at this age and where I'm at right now, you know, I've gone through a lot last year and going into this year, but I'm really thankful to have, you know, my family and my friends around me that has really reached out to me today. My son, you know, he called me up and was telling me different things about his life and how he's trying to progress. And right now, it's not even about the age. I'm thankful God has blew some air in my nostrils and got me up to be able to look at all the things that are around me. And that's what's making me feel good about this birthday. You know, so I just look at it and say, but I'm going to tell y'all, not that I'm taking this for granted, but next year, you got to be in the place where I'm going to have my 50th birthday party, because it will be off the chain.
Well, I'm there with bells on. I'm going to be there with bells on. You better know it. Breaking it down, doing all I can.
Hey, look here. Ain't no doubt you can't be nowhere else but that. You and Black Widow, y'all definitely got to be up in the house, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we look forward to that. You know, let's see. This week, it seemed like this week went by super fast. It's just been a crazy week, but, you know, I'm glad to be here with you all on this Sunday, and let's just jump into our next segment. Our next segment is the Just Us segment. And just in the news here recently, we heard about the city of Ferguson, y'all, being sued by the Justice Department. Now, they were in negotiations with the city of Ferguson, they being the Fed, and they came to an agreement, had negotiations for I think I read 26 weeks of long negotiations. They come to it. They're like, okay, we're going to take this proposal to the city council to accept or reject. Now, they came into agreement with the city's negotiators. Sometime to vote on it, they rejected. So they've left the Department of Justice no alternative but to sue them. What is going on in Ferguson? What are they thinking? What rejected what your negotiators have agreed to.
Well, I was watching that news. What's it called? The Almond Report. I don't like him, so it's hard to watch. But I did see that particular segment of a show, and the mayor of Ferguson was on. And his biggest thing that I took out of what he was saying was they didn't have the funding to do what they wanted, and they didn't have the time frame to get the funds to do what the DOJ wanted them to do. So basically it came down to dollars, and what he said was it was more economical to pay attorney and court fees than it was to pay the funds to do what the DOJ wanted them to do.
That's really bogus. You understand? All the money that you've been collecting on these bogus stops, where that money at? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know you haven't spent.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't spent it all.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted them to do salary increases, and they're saying that they can't afford to do salary increases, and they didn't have enough time to raise the residents' tax, the taxpayers' dollars, in order to make the that feasible. So it was just easier for them to go ahead and just take it to court and see how it played out, which is basically just buying themselves more time and using money in an unnecessary place where it could be used somewhere else a little bit more useful. But that's just my opinion. I don't live in Ferguson, but that is my opinion.
But here's the thing that I don't understand. So you said just take us to court, sue us, make us do it. In the interim, does that mean that you've changed your practices? Because that may give you more time to raise funds and do all this, that, and the other. But it also means that the practices that they are accusing you of still continue.
Right.
Where's the win for the residents of Ferguson? Exactly where do they fit into this equation while everybody's playing a numbers game or a political shoving match game? What happens to the residents in the interim? You know, that it would be interesting to hear from some Ferguson residents to kind of see, you know, have things change? Has it just been, you know, on the news or a news topic for everybody, or have there really been changes? Are there any Ferguson listeners on the line? We'd love to hear from you to hear exactly how is it now in Ferguson for you. But real wild. I mean, I don't seems like the people get lost in everything when it comes to a political battle. You think about what's going on in Flint, Michigan with the water situation. The people got lost. You know, it was all about dollars. They were trying to save money on, you know, the water filtration system or the water delivery system. And people are sick. They're dying. They're not well. I just don't understand, you know, why just us? Every time it's just us. Maybe I do understand. Am I being a little naive, y'all? Maybe I do understand.
You are.
Maybe
yeah.
I do understand why. And do you think it's a racial thing or is it economics?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a little bit of both, you know, because in a situation like that, if it was in any other part of Michigan, it would not be allowed. It would not allow that. Just like you look at parts of Missouri. If you go out to Wentzville, you go out to Darden Prairie, you go out to any of those areas where they're having some troubles with the water, you're not going to have that problem. So, yeah, it's racial and political. But what they really need to do, because now you're so far back in trying to really take care of the situation that you're just letting people be like Time Beach. See, that situation like Time Beach, you just killed that whole area off. Do y'all remember that?
I remember that. It came up when I was getting my degree, and I was in environmental law class. And, I hadn't heard about it, honestly.
They killed the whole area. They just killed the whole area, so what they're doing is probably what they're going to end up doing is just killing the whole area where it's most contaminated and just fence it off, you know, and don't let people go back in that area. So that's like you lived there for 20, 30 years. Now you just boot us out. Now you're not going to give us anywhere to really go that's valuable to live, you know, because you're going to push it either further to, you know, some of the most downtrodden areas in Michigan. Because it's already in upheaval, you know, from Kwame Kilpatrick to all the other people that was trying to do something in Michigan. But now it's just like, you know,
wait, did you bring up Kwame? like, okay, well, look, that's a whole nother conversation.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? We'll have another talk about politics. We'll talk again about politics and the corruption of them mofos, because they do the most. You hear me? They do the most. But, you know, everybody, what I would just say in this situation is just keep your ear to the ground. You know, if there are initiatives that are going on in your city, for the St. Louis area, it's the things that are going on in Ferguson. In Michigan, it's the things that are going on in Flint. Trust and believe that there are crises across this country in urban areas and things that affect just us. So keep your ear to the ground. Stay involved. You know what I'm saying? If there's something that you can do to kind of turn a situation around, please do. You know what I'm saying? Please do. Get involved. Don't just sit on the sidelines, because it may not be affecting you right now, but it can and will eventually down the line, because this is a global world that we live in. I'm not here by myself. You're not here by yourself. What I do affects you, and what you do affects me. So we'll just, you know, just keep an eye on it and see what happens. So we'll get into our show topic today. Our guest, Miss Alexis K. Tyler, is on the line. And, you know, she is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. We've had her on the show before. We've just loved having her on before, and we just absolutely had to have her back. She hails from Atlanta, Georgia. She's an author. She's a talk show host, a motivational speaker. She's, you know, just written books. You know, she's also into natural remedies for things that ail you, from your skin to your hair. Just a phenomenal woman. We certainly appreciate her being back on the show. Let's get Alexis back up here on the line. Miss Alexis K. Tyler, how are you, my sister?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great.
Thank you so much for
being on the show. We just had to have you back. You know, when you were on with us before, we were just definitely getting an education, you know, on several topics. And it's like, yeah, we definitely have to have a part two of Ms. Alexis K. Tyler. And, you know, today is a good day to have you on, with it being Valentine's Day and love is in the air for some, and others are looking for love. And we thought we would just take this time to, you know, just have a conversation with you, because, you know, people are looking for love. They're looking for that romance, and they don't find it. You know, they end up having that void in their lives. Why particularly, I guess we can just start off with that, for women, you know, speaking from a female perspective and a male perspective, because you've had conversations about vagina power and penis power, but tell us why love is so unfulfilling for some people.
Well, you know, the place I come from with spiritual sexuality, vagina power, everything starts with you. And many times we can't talk about ourselves unless we talk about our mother's womb, our father's womb, which is his prostate and his testicles and his penis. We have to deal with our childhoods and where we come from and any unresolved issues in the wounded little girl, the heartbroken little girl. If she didn't have a strong, stable foundation from the mother and the right father, I don't care if it wasn't her biological mother or her biological father, if the right male and female role models were not there playing their correct and proper roles, and there was damage or neglect and abandonment to that little girl, she's going to grow up chronologically and have a grown woman's body, but then have mental, emotional, spiritual, and psychological wounds and issues. And as a result of that, I believe in the law of attraction and energy, because life is rhythm and rhythm is life. Before you have a physical body, you are already alive and you are made out of vibration, subatomic particles, and energy. Make those subatomic particles spin to multiply and divide and create cells and tissue and organs and body systems. So if you are radiating that type of energy of a wounded, brokenhearted little girl, we all have and will attract men that will dog us out, do us wrong, and then reanimate the role model that we saw in childhood that caused us to be fucked up to begin with, and either get in relationships that people not giving us what we want, or be lonely and not have a lover at all because we don't love, value, trust, accept, and respect ourselves. And we have not healed that wounded little child to be able to stand self-sufficient, independent on our own, and even be in love with our own selves on Valentine's Day. We can celebrate that, celebrate us, get our sex toys, give our own selves baths, have the candle lit baths with rose petals, and dinner just for ourselves. So to me, it begins and ends with the value of the woman and the woman standing in 360 degrees of vagina power and self-knowledge.
You know, to define for us, and thank you for that, because I totally agree with you that, you know, it does all center within yourself, and if the self that is centering from is cracked and crumbled and damaged, then you do exude that. I know my girlfriends and I would say, what the hell, what the fuck, I got a neon sign on my head, real date, crack head,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I used to say the same thing.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, personally for me, it just came as a realization that, damn, this circle, this shit that I keep getting in, the only constant in it is me. So let me try to figure this out. You know what I'm saying? So explain for us what you mean when you say vagina power and penis power. Tell us what you mean when you say that.
Because it goes all the way back to creation. Before you can attract the right sex partner, you have to be the right sex partner. You have to know that you are God in penis power and that you are the goddess in vagina power. That is basically pure energy, pure animated life force that has created a flesh body to reanimate, live, move, and have its being. And God consciousness in a body moving in the third dimension. God force is also pussy and dick force. God force is also sperm cells and eggs in a woman's ovary. They're released there based on the science and etheric anatomy, astronomy, astrology, numerology of God consciousness. So when I talk about vagina power and penis power, everything to me is first spiritual, and spiritual knowledge of the body is also scientific. So you cannot have a pussy and a dick created, and you cannot have a pussy being penetrated by a dick without there also being a mathematical calculation for it. There are people that have written about this and saying the mathematical formulation, calculation of pi, and the formula of it is also will measure the hole of the vagina, the 360-degree hole of the vagina. The whole body is based on sacred geometry and the penis. And sacred geometry is mathematics. It is science. So that's where I first come from when I talk about vagina power. Therefore, if you know you are God, you will know that you are magnificently and divinely created as a walking, talking, superior instrument that has become a lower God, a male and female creator God in the earth plane. Then you will move also from a spiritual and scientific place when you sit down and create the calculations through the law of attraction, through practicing tantric sex and yoga and meditation and diet and detoxification of the body. You will move from that place when you are searching for a mate, because then you balance each other and you are equally yoked. You are not unequally yoked. And most people don't do that. I'm not talking about religion and going to church. I'm talking about the religion of the spiritual, sexual science of your body and pussy and dick.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Damn, I hear you there. You want to jump in there?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I am really getting the earful. But my thing comes into the realm of understanding exactly what she's saying, but also we really got to put ourselves to that test, because too many times we still fall back into the realm of I want to be loved, and you're not taking the time to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show people love. I want to give all these things out, but you're not doing that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And too many times, like when you said, Alexis, about the stress factor, all these different things that come into your body, the toxicities of everything that come in, because stress, all that, that messes up the fucking. See, we got a thing called the 90-10. See, 90% mental, 10% physical. Because you can take off your clothes in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you gotta be thinking about that 90% of your brain that's saying, when you come into me, I come into you, we gonna throw down. And that's the whole thing about it. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you gotta procreate, but when you're out here trying to be involved with somebody, you wanna be, we wanna say, I wanna be loved, but realistically, you wanna be fucked. And you wanna get into that whole room of being fucked. See, so now, as you start going further and further along, you start saying, who is the next person that's going to fuck me? Who am I going to fuck next? So now, when you break it down like you did, Alexis, I love that. So let me step back. I love it.
And two, what you were saying about not being pregnant, you are procreating, because people don't realize it. That's why when I saw that, I decided to be really, really careful and not go around here sleeping with everybody, because you... That goes back to tantric sex. When you got a partner, you want to create a business. You want to generate more money. You want to attract that type of loving partner. You do tantric sex, and you actually go into the sex act, into the foreplay, into the breathing with that agenda in mind, so that when you bust a nut, you are actually giving birth to babies in the form of a new book, a baby in the form of a new car, a new business, a new relationship, a home. It is, see, energy, you have to look at, there's always a parallel universe to everything. There's always the other side. There's always the yin and the yang. So just because you have sex with someone and you ejaculate and there is no pregnancy that brings in another soul to get a body, there is still a pregnancy of some nature that took place. It's just like matter and antimatter. Even though you cannot see it on the higher realm, the etheric realm, there's still matter that has been created, or a matter that your ass don't want to fucking deal with, a matter of your mind, a matter of your emotions, nigga fucking somebody else, nigga got a bitch somewhere, a baby somewhere, and a whole family some goddamn where else, nigga busting nuts with another nigga. It's always another matter, anti-matter, that has been created. Y'all are taught to say that ain't nothing there that you can't fucking see. It is always something there. Always an alternate reality, a parallel universe that is being created. And you have to get more in tune with yourself to be able to see it, feel it, sense it, and realize that any moment, the same way a woman get physically pregnant, she go take the morning after pill or go get an abortion, even though she's aborted that child in the physical, the child is still material and the child still exists in another realm. Well, the same way she could abort that in the physical, so it will not tell on her ass, because many women walk around here with antimatter all around them, 5 and 10 damn abortions they done had and think can't nobody see it. But if you spiritual, you can see that antimatter that they have obliterated in the third dimension and splattered the organs and the blood and the tissue of that being into the higher realms. It's still matter that's damn been exploded and turned out to antimatter. It's invisible, but yet goddamn visible. That's the same thing with a relationship or a situation that you done got yourself in with somebody else, where you created matter, you still procreated. At any time, you can also obliterate that shit.
You know what? Just said, it is the damn neon sign, okay? You know, me and my girlfriend are like, oh, what, I got a sign? Yeah, you got a sign. It's all that, what you just said. Matter around you, and you attract what you know, what's out there. It's like, you know, it's a magnet for bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So that's really, really profound what you said. What were you saying?
No, first off, I just want to say I love the way Alexa say pussy. I ain't heard nobody say it better yet. And when it comes to, like, diet and detoxing, what are suggestions that you have, Alexis, in doing so for your body and your partner? Like, what suggestions you have that you all can do together to go ahead and get on a one accord, to get on a level together?
I think it's important that y'all exercise together, you meditate together. Or if you can't always be physically together, y'all coordinate the time so that where you are in different locations, you are still linking up and moving through the process together. It's important, every time a season changes, you should be detoxing and doing a parasite cleanse. At least every 3 to 6 months, you should do a parasite cleanse, because if you are traveling a lot, you're in airplanes, you're in public bathrooms, you shaking people's hands, you exchanging money, there are parasites on money because people done dug all in their pussy to hide their money, dug all in their asshole and hid money up in there, and then they transfer snowing cocaine and shit on the damn money. So they passing it around. Money is very dirty. So they, many times, people so happy to get it, and they have more of a value for not thinking about the security and sanitation of it, that they will touch their mouth, their ear, and parasites or jacking dicks, you know, kissing somebody in the mouth. And you also transmit and receive parasites through saliva, seminal and vaginal fluids, and the anal orifices and the fingers and plates, because a lot of people don't like their jobs. Go in there and fix your plate. Don't say some fucked up shit or run them back and forth for little shit. I want some butter, then they bring you the butter. I want some ketchup, then they bring you done ran. They say, I fix this motherfucker. Dig all in their ass in the bathroom or wash their goddamn hand and rub it around the rim of your damn glass. See, people do shit like this. Because, you know, I hear all a little bit of everything. You put somebody off, they be like, okay, they smile and take it to the kitchen. And did take it to their ass. See, so you got to realize somebody's always out. Oh, I gotta eat here and I gotta eat there and I was here and I ha ha ha. That shit ain't cute all the goddamn time. Sometimes you need to fast from eating everywhere, fast from talking to your goddamn body, and fast from telling your goddamn business every fucking way. And that's also a form of toxicity. You're talking to people about your business all the time. You think they're your friend. They're going around here talking to everybody else. Everybody coming to you with their bullshit, but they don't really want to change it. They just want somebody to hear it and feel sorry for them and whine and go back in there and take dick because they like fucking the nigga, but they really don't like what the nigga about, so they emotionally bound up in a sex tie, which is negative. So those are the different levels, but it goes to the person's taste. Some people may not want to go cold turkey off of white sugar, white starch, flour, junk food, getting up in the morning, eating that fast food and cooked food and biscuits and grits and all that mess and garbage and donuts. All of that stuff needs to be fasted off to give the body a chance to heal. When you get up in the morning, it should be prayer, meditation. I don't care if it's 5 minutes in the morning. And hot water or warm water with ginger and lemon warm to get them bowels revved up and start to move in. If you're not shitting in the morning and you go and eat anyway and have a soda for breakfast because you want some energy, that's the main sign that you're toxic, you're full of worms, and you're full of waste because you got to get some sugar to get you going. Or in the middle of the day, you need some sugar or a piece of chocolate or something to get you going, or a latte because you ran down the middle of the day. Instead, replace that for a salad or mix with some trail mix in there on the side, or some fruit, some juicy sweet fruit that has natural sugars in it. Bring you, do you some juicing every 2-3 days. Put an airtight container. Take a little bit of it to work. Have your own airtight container, a little cooler. I'm not saying you have to go without the sugar. Just substitute the sugar for a healthier sugar. I'm not saying you have to go without the bread. Just substitute that white processed bread for a healthier form of bread. Substitute the white rice for a healthier form of grain. So every few months you need to change. And with the season change, you need to detox and make sure you don't shove so much food in your body 2, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times a day unless it's healthy alternatives. But make sure those bowels are moving, because if you don't, that waste will start to back up, go from the bowels into other organs, and it will start to cause you a slow deterioration and health problems.
Absolutely. You know, because there's definitely a connection between the physical, the mental, the spiritual. Like, you're like a, like you said, it's your whole makeup is geometry, is mathematics. Everything is connected, and there's not one thing disconnected from the other. And on that same point, you mentioned earlier that there is a, quote, a mathematical composition between you and your partner. Is that something, is that innate? Are you consciously aware of that? That, you know, that there is this mathematical thing, or is this just that thing they call chemistry?
If you don't know who you are and you're not studying the things that we're talking about and becoming aware of who you are, then you consciously don't know. You just know it's that something about them. And let me also say that a woman could feel that something about a man that beat her motherfucking ass every few goddamn days, you know, a certain time during the goddamn week. You know, it's a something she feel about him. She get a rush when he run his fucking dick up in her and knock her upside the goddamn head at the same time. It's a lot of these women have told me they like to be choked and bust in the face while a dick is slammed up in them. It's somebody, that domination and that subjugation, that sadistic side of a nigga that come out or that they said some shit and provoke his ass to do that shit to them. See, that's some chemistry in there that they done seen before or seen their mama go through or experienced being dogged out by people in positions of authority over them when they were growing up, and they don't know why, but they may be attracted to that or want to walk on the wild side of that. And you think it's disgusting, but on the inside of that relationship, a part of her is really, really driven to it, just like some people like to eat other people's ways. You know, it's something about that and the chemistry of that turned them on, as well as a healthy, harmonious relationship where none of the negative stuff is going on that I mentioned. And you have someone has been abused and battered, and that person has made them become everything they did not know was there. Then they become more aware that, hey, this person has the key to unlock the doors of the highest self within me that I didn't know I was born with, as well as helping me to soothe and heal the pain of the negative doors that are opened up in me so that I can close that parallel universe and stop manifesting the victimhood, like you said, they'll sign on me, kick me. That stops happening because as that person opens the higher doors of the self, the vibration starts to shift. And as your vibration starts to shift, nobody has to tell you, you'll know it because different people, places, and things, even though you might be attached to them, they start to leave, and then a higher level of people start to come in. And you think, wow, I don't want to let them go, but damn, this person is 10 times and 10 people in one person. I thought I had in the person I didn't want to leave without the drama.
Absolutely. Well, we got some callers on the line. Let's see if you all want to speak. So I'm going to come to you, callers. If you'd like to say something, please do. If not, just say, you're just listening in, and we'll put you back on hold. So caller at area code 314-7580. Hello.
Hello, I'm just listening. I am really enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Put you back on hold. Caller, we're coming to you. You called in private, child, so hold on. Hello, caller. I'm going to put you back on hold. I can't even call out your number. Why would you call me private? Don't call me private.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Area code 314. Last four digits of your number are 3876. Caller at 3876?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. How are you? Thank you for calling in.
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. What would you like to add to the conversation?
I'm finding it very interesting and very uninhibited.
Oh, absolutely.
Just listening, trying to where, you know, you're coming from with the information, and thanks for the health tips regarding toxifying your body and different foods you should and shouldn't eat.
Absolutely.
I want to say,
Go ahead, Alexis.
I want to say to the lady when I'm picking up a vibration, I don't know if she's done it or start to detoxify as well as stretch her body, if she knows about chakras and auric fields, do like sauna or sweat lodge and really opening up her, the energy moving all the way up and down her spinal column and her central nervous system, because it looks like the energy moving through her central nervous system is not balanced and fluid like it should be. And I'm looking at her tailbone, but I'm also looking at the top of her neck, right there near the back of the, close to the back of the neck, but where that big bone is in the back of your neck, around in that area.
Lots of tension.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say lots of tension.
Yeah, but it you can handle it, though. You can control it. Also, your mother's energy is coming up, and then the energy goes down to your low back, and it's kind of, the energy is heavier in the legs and down into the feet. So that's what the spirits are telling me to tell you about detoxification of the blood, making sure the arteries and the veins, the blood is moving through them smoothly and properly, and manipulation of the body. It could be soft manipulation. You don't have to do weights or run real hard or nothing like that. Just nice stretching, even soft yoga, a lot of water, just detoxifying.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I am contemplating very hard swimming. And the fact that you brought up my mom, the 18th of this month will be 1 year for me. My mother's been deceased.
So yeah, but she around you, dog.
Stress.
She around you. I do readings, if the host didn't know. I do so much. It's hard me to try to remember everything. But I'll pick up things on the phone or when I see their picture, and she has been hanging around. So even though she left her body, she still hasn't left this plane. I know that's hard for a lot of people to comprehend, but that's how I picked her up, and I saw unresolved conflict around that. But she is right there by your ear. She's kind of like on the, she's open on the right side of your ear. Some of that tension on the back of your head and on the left side, back of the neck, that's also coming from the feelings that you have around her, because she's really, so don't worry, she's okay. And she's always watching you, and she cares about you, actually. She wants you to be okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, caller, thank you for allowing us to be a part of that. Thank you. We have another caller, area code 314. Last four digits are 0036. Caller at 0036.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You sound chipper.
I usually am. You know what? I am enjoying what I am hearing. I just came in this last half hour, and I promised my cousin I was going to listen in. And I came in on the detoxification, and I wanted to know if you had more information, because I got some weight I want to shed. I know a lot of things, but I heard about the ginger and the
yes, you know what I do?
Lemon.
You can get a bullet. That's real popular right now. If you just want to take it with you, if you're on the go a lot.
She mean the blender, not the vibrator. Or maybe she mean the vibrator and the blender. I don't
know. Both. You might need
to. I said the ginger and the lemon in the water. Were you talking about mixing in the water? See, I came in on the last half hour.
No, I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You can get that bullet mixer thing. You can take your salad and put it in there while you out or at work and blend it real fast and quick, the whole food. It's important because the soil is depleted in the stores. There's a lot of GMO food in there that actually cause genetic mutation, which causes disease, as well as us that have had previous shots, and then you give them to your children, and you're not reading the public information on the ingredients, like rhesus monkey tissue, aborted egg fetuses, monkey fetuses, formaldehyde, aluminum, as well as the chemicals in the water and the residuals of drugs and parasites that people are taking and then using the bathroom, and that water is being recycled and coming through the toilet, through your bath and shower, and through your sink and your cooking water. So that's why I said take the bullet as well as a nutritional supplement that doesn't have all the fillers in it. Now, I have some in my store at alexiskytyler.net, but if you'd rather get something else or as well as somewhere else on your own, that's what I would say. You want to look for parasite killers because you want to detox the body when the seasons change. I know my grandmother had us line up when the seasons changed and we had to take that castoria to flush worms out of the body and to make us run off. And we had to, she had a garden right there in front of the building. So we had to have those whole green foods, very little starch, very little white sugar. It was a balance of grains and greens, and it was more vegetables than meat. But you can also take the bullet with you and put your foods in it and have a juicer at home when you're detoxing, even if you want solid food because your body wants to eat. That's fine. Just use the lesser processed foods or start preparing your foods at home early or late at night, and so you can pack them and take them with you to work so you don't have to be tempted to go through drive-through or fast food or vending machines. And you can take some of the juice with you, but it needs to be in an airtight, dark container because light and air will kill the live enzymes in juice, as well as taking herbal supplements to help detoxify the kidney, the liver, the blood, the bowel.
Okay, and your website again, if I want to.
Is my name? It's my name. It's alexiskytyler.net. I have a store over there that has a whole bunch of nutritional supplements, liquid and capsule detoxifiers, and I use everything that I have in there.
Well, thank you so much.
But what I want to say to you, I will not get detailed with it. I will say, which all of us women need to be conscious of this, and it has nothing to do with an age. It has nothing to do with your 40s or your 50s, because this happens to a lot of women, even in their 20s and 30s, and they don't know it. Hormonal imbalance, female hormonal imbalance. Your female organs are screaming to me on this phone right now for some reason.
Okay.
And that is one of the issues associated with the weight, as well as the hormones being out of balance will make a woman gain weight, as well as if you're taking a lot of hormones and drugs in through the meat and the vegetables, depending on where you're buying them from and what's their source of supply and whatever canned goods you're having, whatever drinks you're drinking or what type of milk you may be having. You need to start checking these things because that's what is coming to me.
Okay.
Well, it's your feet. Looking at your hips, your whole, your skeletal, the hips are off. The left and the right hip is not the same to me. Neither are both legs and the feet. So you definitely, while you're in the process of detoxifying your body and being very careful, you can have meat because I have it. But I don't eat it all the time. I don't have pork and the ground beef unless I can get a piece of nice quality meat and watch it being ground because you don't know what it is. Or unless you can go to a farm. You don't know what it is that they're giving us now and shipping out from the U.S. and shipping to China and then getting it processed and shipping it back. And you don't know what's happening to it and what it's getting contaminated with or mixed up with. And you have all these energies in your aura, all this stuff going on and in the body, and it's talking. So what people may not realize, if you don't realize, when people gain weight, especially if it's a woman and the hormones are already off and something is going on with the reproductive system and the breast, because women are not taught that our breasts are also a part of our reproductive system or your glands, because glands are the ones that secrete the hormones and your our fallopian tubes, our eggs, our womb. It's like all of that is a glandular system, and it's connected to the brain. It's like when women get a hysterectomy, their body goes crazy. When they get a breast removed or both breasts removed, the body goes crazy because it's like you just took an organ off. You just took a leg or a finger off, and then they have to, if they don't get hormone replacement, they used to give women that Premarin, which I think was like horse pee. Why would you give a human being horse supplement to balance their hormones? And I see these women climbing up the wall, sweating, cold, big, couldn't release their bowels properly because there are two ligaments that hold the uterus in place, and it also supports the gut, the intestine. So when you take that out and then the ligaments are there and there's nothing to hold it up, the bowels become flabby and lazy and they hang down. A lot of them have to dig up in their butt to pull waste down because it becomes impassive. Then on top of, because the hormones are off. It throws everything off and the body knows that you just took something, you violated me, you gutted me, you took a piece off of me that I need to be healthy and survive. Hormones are king. If you don't have your glands functioning properly and your hormones released, you're fucked. That's the only way the body can be healthy, if the hormones are being regulated by the body and released on time. But the glands have to be healthy. When a woman starts to gain weight, the body tries to counteract the toxicity from the fat by putting more fluid in the body. So many times people are not just fat, they're full of fluid. So you
are burning that. Okay. And so one last thing. I've also dealt with thyroid. Do you have any information on a healthy way to reduce those?
Yep. And that's why. Thank you for sharing that, because I was wondering, why are they talking to me? Why is your organ screaming? Okay, this is why. I'm glad the host are letting me do this on here. Thank y'all. Because I know
help the people. Help the people.
Look, helping me too. I'm listening.
What you'll realize is when a lot of women get thyroid, especially us women of color, it's because of the milk and the improper diet, a lot of the chemicals in it and worms. Usually those are the remnants of worm carcasses, as well as parasites and undigested waste and food that couldn't get out of your body, and it's accumulated in our womb, as well as the hormones being out of whack. It's something you can get rid of naturally. One doctor that I know is real good, I will ask you to talk to, and you know they have the hospitals now have that fibroid, was it some type of way to remove them without taking your womb, just isolate them and remove them. So I don't know if you just got consults to see what they say about that. Is that possible for you, as well as you want to start detoxification right now immediately? You want to actually change your diet. You want to start doing a lot of sweating. You want to start exercising, drinking a lot of purified water. I would say get a filter. You don't want to be drinking the junk out of the tap, because that will also be feeding them. It's got to be something, too, as well, that you're eating and drinking that is feeding them. If they have a blood supply, as well as you got parasites in the body and a lot of toxins in the body through your diet, you'll be feeding them. So by starving them is to start juicing, start to shift your diet. You got to get rid of whatever it is that you're having, because that's been contributing to the problem. I want you to start reading and researching this on your own. But a doctor that helped me a couple of years ago when I was poisoned by someone I trusted and took some herbs that just made me swell up within 24 hours is Dr. Maxwell Narti. He's an African from maybe Nigeria. He's in Chicago, and he never met me in person. He does free consultations over the phone, and you tell him what's going on. He's also spiritual, and he created they're not completely herbs. He works with molecules and particulates. So that's actually deeper than a herb. It's more precise and specific. And he's a scientist as well and has a lab. So he actually created, one size does not fit all, he created a program for me and what I needed. And he helped to balance my hormones. He helped to get rid of the poison toxicity out of my blood, out of my glands. it took a while. I had to be patient, but I also had to get rid of things in my diet.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'll do, hey, Alexis, is when we get off the line, if you could email me his name, what we'll do is post that on our show page. So if people need that information, they can absolutely come back to it. Caller, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
And she can contact me, too. I will talk to her. I also do those types of readings, like what I just kind of gave a sample on her, seeing things in people's bodies, seeing what her spirits are saying to her about things she can eat and cannot eat that will help her. And also, if he's not being able to address everything, I can also give her more than one referral, because I know one side doesn't always fit all, so she can maybe get a little bit of what she needs from him and get a little bit of something somewhere else. That's what I did.
Absolutely. So we're going to wrap up the show. We got like 4 minutes left. Alexis, we surely appreciate you coming on the show. I mean, the healing that you have provided to us, you know, just by sharing your energy, sharing your knowledge, just sharing the essence and spirit of who you are, we truly, truly appreciate it. And tell us what you got going on and how people can get in contact with you, and we'll make sure we also post this information on our show page as well.
Oh, I have it on YouTube. About 3 weeks ago, I was interviewed in a very important documentary that's going to be coming out in 2017. It has other celebrities in it. So I was interviewed. They came to Atlanta from Brooklyn to interview me, to include me in that very, very powerful mix. I'm working on music right now, so expect to get some music from me by the end of the year. My father's a late, great Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson, and I'm going to be doing a tribute to him, so I'll let y'all know when it's ready. I'm going to announce it, so I'm busy with that. I also make hair and skin products. I make natural hair and skin products. I customize them, make them from scratch. They're in the store at alexiskaytyler.net. People can contact me directly at alexiskaytylervp@gmail.com. Also through my Facebook page, Alexis K. Tyler, and they can see my videos on YouTube, Alexis K. Tyler, Vagina Power.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Ready.
All right. Damn. Wrap it on up, brother. We got 2 minutes left in the show. And if you're listening in on the line and we run over, you can call in to the show. If you're listening online, just call into the show, 657-383-1999. 657-383-1999. We're going to wrap it up in this time frame. Go ahead, Dam.
Hey, all I can say right now is she is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lady. She has brought on such a powerful message. I just want to say this real quick to the ladies that called in. It's going to be times when you're going to struggle with those things, but give yourself up to somebody, because you're a beautiful queen, and you have to open yourself up so you can be queen. Don't hide behind some kind of false imprisonment. Black Widow.
I want to say thank you again to Alexis K. Tyler for being on the show. I always enjoy her. And if you can't tell, there will be a part 3 coming up with her. We will let you know when. And I personally will be contacting her to see what we can do about this migraine. Just remember, people, keep up with the people to your left and your right. Support them. Bring them with you if they're ready. If not, don't push them. They will get there sooner or later. And I want everyone to have a beautiful week. Keep your head lifted. Stay positive. And make sure that your energy and you stay open to good, positive things. Surround yourself with who you want to be. Our love.
Thank you all for joining us on this show. Alexis is a phenomenal guest, full of knowledge, full of grace, and very generous with it, and I appreciate that. Be the change you want to see, y'all. Everything that we've been talking about, everything starts with you. Everything starts with you. What you want to have, what you don't have, what you're striving for, it all starts with you. Be the change you want to see. Love yourself. Love yourself. You all you got. Love yourself. Peace.
Peace.